now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. The Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. And again, it's Saturdays on noon. No, on Saturdays at noon. Okay, I think I got that. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday mornings, you are welcome to call in, at as I've told you, or you send an email to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in summer, the theme of our show. Or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment usually is single parent dating with our special guest, usually Julie Spira. But unfortunately, Julie is unable to join us. So I have some able replacements.
Wait, Deb, but I'm an expert on single dating.
I'm sorry, Arnie. At how old are you? 16 and how many months? I have my son Arnie here with his beautiful girlfriend Logan and her beautiful girlfriend Allie, visiting from Chicago. So I'm going to talk to them about summer and teens and get a little bit of their point of view. And I especially intend to embarrass Logan because she's nervous about being here. So we will hear an occasional giggle here and there. If you have a live video feed or watch us on TV, you will see some really good-looking kids. I don't know where my son got his looks, but I'm grateful he has the good looks that are not present in this his old man right now. He also has a kind of hair that if you don't have the video, you just want the video to see his hair. I am so jealous. Arnie, hello.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm good.
Okay, will you ever brush your hair just once for me?
No, it gets too poofy if I brush it.
Poofy? We don't like poofy?
No.
Okay. It's summer. Everybody has different summer plans, so our theme is summertime blues. Arnie, I actually know that you have some blues to share as far as what I discussed briefly before about the job thing. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but why don't you tell us what, at 16 and a half, your summer plans are? And what you hope to accomplish this summer?
Well, my summer plans, I got fired from a job that I hadn't even started. Yeah, it sucked. So I don't have much plans. Just I'm going to be volunteering at the old folks' home at Agora Hills. And yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to be going anywhere? Are you traveling anywhere?
No, I don't think so. Oh, wait, we might be going to San Francisco.
And we might be going to... Las Vegas.
I thought I'm not going.
No, but we always have a boys' trip, don't you?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Okay, well, I can see my son is really focused, so I'm going to turn it over to Logan now and ask her what her summer plans are.
Well, I'm going to a music festival in Chicago called Lollapalooza.
It? It's called Lolla Whatapa?
Lollapalooza.
Okay, and I assume there's really nice, gentle bands playing there?
Not really. More like Soundgarden, some grunge, a little Green Day, Lady Gaga, and Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
What kind of music does Arcade Fire
do? Well, actually, they're kind of mellow. But
they're mellow?
They're not good.
They're not good. Oh, my son, the musician. Okay, come in, chirping in. Who are you looking forward to see most?
I'm mostly looking forward to see Soundgarden.
Ah, okay. Well, will you get an autograph for Arnie since he is not
and
going?
And the shirt.
And the shirt?
Yes, of course.
Okay. We have our call-in guest, Julie, on. I'm going to turn to her in a minute, but before I do, Allie, I need to put you on the spot at least once. What are your summer plans, sweetie?
I'm going to my summer cabin.
Oh, and where is your summer cabin?
It's in Sioux Narrows, Ontario, so Canada.
And what do you do there?
We boat, fish, swim, hang out.
That sounds fun. Well, we're going to have you guys join us again if you want for the last segment. In the meantime, I'm going to get Julie on, who is with us, and we can do our single parent dating segment. Julie, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
How are you, Julie?
Very good, thank you.
I'm going to skip the usual introduction because we ran a little out of time as you we missed you going at the start. How are you?
I am doing terrific. Happy summer, everybody.
Thank you. And what are you? Do you have any special plans for the summer, or any special advice for our listeners?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the summer sometimes because you have this idle time, or if you have children, they certainly have idle time, and there's this pressure to sort of fill in the gaps, and I say take it the other way and enjoy this extra special time that you might have. Take some beach walks, reconnect with friends, and just sort of ease into the summer, and don't worry about overbooking yourself.
You know, it's funny, having you on just now, a question occurred to me as far as the single parent dating. Since I've actually met you in person, are a very attractive and very thin and a beautiful young woman. But a lot of women probably struggle with issues in the summer that have to do with how they look. And I'm wondering what you might offer those women that are worried about that sort of thing.
And that really starts in May. And what happens is May comes around, maybe before Memorial Weekend, and suddenly you're starting to see ads and billboards of women in little skimpy bikinis, and women that are a little overweight get self-conscious, and even the ones that actually are in relationships, they're so concerned that the men they're with are going to have a roving eye for somebody that's, you know, a little more shapely. So it does add a lot of pressure. But then again, there's someone for everyone, so not everybody wants a skinny mini.
I know that is so true because I once attended a weekend at a Catholic church for couples getting married, and I was amazed at the variety of size and shapes of all the couples. So people do find each other. I must say, though, as a very sexist man, I have a tip for women. You can't fool us. So when you wear that sarong, how do you say that? That wrap around your bathing suit bottom, we know that you're covering something up.
That's not necessarily true. Sometimes we just like to make a fashion statement.
Okay, but we think you're covering something up.
Okay, well, I can understand, because men are visual, that they will think that you're covering something up. It's no different than if somebody's posting their online dating profile and there's not a three-quarter shot or a full-length shot, there's only a head shot. The mind normally goes to, oh, she must be overweight.
By the way, the same thing works in the gym. When you tie your sweatshirt around your waist, I go, uh-uh, not a good thing.
Got it. I'll make sure next time I go to the gym, my sweatshirt will stay in the car.
I'm being a little flip, but because I am a sexist pig at heart, and I just try to control it. But you somehow inspired my inappropriate comments, so forgive me.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Julie is a worldwide authority in online dating and a dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, and much more. The only times she can't join us, which are actually kind of frequent, is when she is attending a very important conference or is a guest on a more important show or TV or whatever. She was named one of the top 10 columnists to follow on Twitter, and in fact, I follow her. And she has some tips that she just tweeted recently with another column. Julie, it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. Please tell people where they can reach you.
Thank you. You can reach me at cyberdatingexpert.com. And if you are on Twitter, follow me at Julie Spira.
Thank you, Julie. I'm sorry our segment this week was short. I hope we can do a bigger one next week. In fact, I think it really would be good to share some of those specific tips that you've put out recently on Twitter.
I would love to do so.
Thank you again, Julie. It is time for another break. Be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290 or Twitter me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law.